everyone. Welcome to the show. How are you all? I missed you all. I missed you. For those who don't know, I got another strike. That's right. I'm going early a little bit today. Normally I wait until 6:30 to stream, but you know, I missed Friday night jams multiple times in the past couple month or two. And it sucks. I love jamming for you guys. Do you guys still hear an echo, actually? You shouldn't hear any more echoes. It should be fine now. I'm watching you, chat. Let me know if there's an echo. There was an echo. I did see that, but I think I figured it out. Yes, I missed you a lot. Thank you all very much for those kind words. And honestly, thank you guys for following me over to any show that I was on. I saw a lot of you guys show up for me over on Friday Night Tights. If you guys missed that show, please go watch it. Support Nerdrotic and that whole gang. They brought me onto Friday Night Tights. I loved it. I had such a great time. I laughed so much. Oh my gosh, did I laugh a bunch. It was such a bummer last week not being on my show. I miss it. I miss hanging out with you guys. I really am happy to be back. Today we are going to be discussing this is a horrendous story. I almost don't want to talk about it, but I have to, because Dr. Fauci is a horrible, evil person. And, you know, I knew about this over the weekend, and I didn't want to talk to my mom about it. And I wanted to talk to someone about it, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait for today. Fauci basically got called out for experimenting on dogs. And it is a disgusting act. And it's not surprising to me. Once you enter the world of being a vegan and being like I'm not an animal activist in any sense, but I know a lot about the experiments that go on to innocent animals and the things that they go through to give humans the society that we've built. You know, cows especially go through hell to give us milk and leather and meat and whatever. But this story from Dr. Fauci experimenting on beagles is just disgusting, and I need to ridicule him relentlessly for it, because he is a terrible human being. And I'll talk about it when I'm talking about it in this segment. But and then I want to talk about Biden. He just sucks. His ratings are down. Dude is, I've got a couple different examples I'm going to show about why he's so bad and the hypocrisy that he is just blatant about. And then I'm going to talk about Dads on Duty. I love this story so much. I want to shine as much light as I can on this story. It is incredible. It turns out, male figures in kids' lives are, bear with me, beneficial. That's right. Now, this may be controversial to some. Now, I believe this my entire life. I'm blessed to have had a very strong father in my life. Men, that strong father figures in my life, not just my own father, who has shown me what it takes to work hard and make a living to provide for a family, which is just amazing. The things that my own father has done, sacrifices that he made for me to give me the life that I have. I'm forever indebted to him. And father figures, I mean, we need it, right? And it's been a conversation about, you know, getting rid of the nuclear family and all this crazy stuff from Marxism and all that. And this story about Dads on Duty is about some dads, about three dozen of them, that showed up to a high school that was breaking out with fights nonstop, and they showed up and the fights almost went away completely, and everyone's doing well, and it is just it's just a great story, and I want to shine some light on it. So we're going to talk about that. All right, so before we do, now keep in mind, I do have my Odyssey channel in case I get deleted off of YouTube. I took a impromptu vacation last week because I got a strike. For those who don't know, I got a strike for talking about Joe Rogan and versus Dr. Gupta. I called him Gupta too. I don't know why I thought there was an M in there, but I don't really care, to be honest. But now, I'll be honest, I've rewatched and rewatched and rewatched this episode because it is over on Odyssey if you would like to see it. And if you guys want to check out my channel over on Odyssey, let me see, do I have it up? I actually don't have it up on my page here. You know what? Let me just pull it up. Hold on. Odyssey. The Krigler Show on Odyssey. Nope, it's not showing up. That's because I spelled it all completely wrong. No, come on. Why isn't it popping up? Here it is. Okay, so you can check out my my channel over on Odyssey. And I just to let you know, which one? This is the one that got me the ban, all right, for a week. It was the How to Embarrass Yourself on Joe Rogan. Now, I can't play it, obviously, because YouTube has deemed it medical misinformation. I've watched it many times, and I, for the life of me, I can't figure out what is medical misinformation in it. Not once do I give any medical information. I even declare three times that I am not a medical professional. I am not giving medical advice at all. Not once in the entire video did I give any medical misinformation. I read from a government website about the subject at hand. I'll be honest, I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. I just cannot do it. I can't talk about the drug, the virus, any of these things. I'm just done talking about it. I'm so over it. Every single time this really proves to me that it doesn't matter if it's medical misinformation or not. They just don't want people talking about it because I don't think they want an alternative. And I can't, it's just getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. So please go check it out if you'd like. It's really easy. I just typed in the Krigler Show Odyssey and my channel popped up and you can check it out right here. How to Embarrass Yourself on Joe Rogan. That is, and feel free to watch it. Honestly, watch it and write in any of my comments anywhere on any of my videos, just what you thought about it, or hit me up on Twitter or Locals. Check out my Locals page, adamkrigler.locals.com. In fact, I post all of the sources that I read from anytime I do a show. You can go over to my Locals page and see all of the sources, the articles that I read from. And if you would like to support me, I actually get a better cut over on Locals than on YouTube. And I started twitching again yesterday. I twitched for the first time in a long time. I think I'm gonna start twitching again after my YouTube show. So if you could go follow me over on Twitch, I'm gonna start twitching a little bit more often. It's Commodore Krigler, that is my gaming moniker, and I think I might start a YouTube channel just for that, to start talking about games, because I am an avid gamer. I don't know if you know that about me. I'm a gamer. I've been a gamer for 30 years. I have lots of experience. I might start making video games as well. I, in fact, did a voiceover in a video game that's coming out soon, which is really cool. It's called Drag the Dead. That's all I'm going to say about it, but I am excited to see it. I voice a coherent zombie that it's kind of a funny story. I don't know if I should reveal too much about it, but it is fun. So definitely go follow me over on Twitch, Commodore Krigler, and you can get a little bit more of hanging out with me after my show. All right, so remember that I of course have my Krigler coffee because that is just the best coffee you can get. Do I have any more? I think I actually have a little bit more coffee. I do. It's so good, even after it's been sitting for a while. But yeah, check it out. It's the freshest coffee you can get. It's roasted when you order it. Not any time before that. And you know that it is the freshest you can get. And all right, let's get to it, shall we? I know I started a little bit early today, but that is okay. I missed you guys. I just wanted to get back into it and get rolling. All right, first, this is, I can't believe that this story is real. No, I take that back. I'm not surprised at all. I've seen what they do to get fur from like foxes and minks and all these small animals. They electrocute them in a horrible way. Humans have been experimenting on animals for a long time. This isn't anything new. And so the outrage about this is definitely more about Fauci than it is about the dogs, which is kind of sad because this is terrible for the dogs. And I feel for them, and I think this is absolutely horrendous. Dr. Fauci has been found to be involved in experimenting on dogs in a very horrendous way. Now, I just want to warn you all, I'm going to be talking about it, and it's rather brutal and gruesome. So fair warning, this is a tough story to get through. But before I do, I just want to, this is almost in line with it. This is a meme that a friend of mine sent me. This is Fauci DeVille. Yes, Fauci DeVille with beagles. Why? Because of this. Well, I said evil people do evil things. Fauci's NIH division party partly funded a lab to drug dogs, lock their heads in cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive. This is horrible. I have the article, and it's so much worse too, because the scientists in the room took out their vocal cords so they wouldn't have to hear them barking or screaming. You know, you can tell a lot about a person on how they treat animals, right? And this kind of despicable behavior, I don't care what they were investigating, what the scientists were doing. They're horrible. Okay? If you're out there and you did this, you're a horrible person. If you can do that to a living thing, you know, I'm not against people eating meat, all right? Contrary to a lot of stereotypical vegans out there. But I respect you a lot more if you're going out and hunting your own meat and you're taking the animal's life yourself and harvesting it yourself. And I would do that if I were to eat meat again in the future. Not saying that I would, because I'm privileged enough in this society that I have alternatives. But this is something else. This is disgusting. And it makes sense that there's a bipartisan legislative to go against this. They demand answers from Fauci on cruel puppy experiments. Our investigation shows that Fauci's NIH division shipped part of a $375,800 grant to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagles and lock their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive. That is just horrendous. And there's actually, this is the image of it right here. Look at that. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's just disgusting. Let's see here. A bipartisan letter demands answers, and rightfully so. The White Coat Waste Project, the nonprofit organization that first pointed out that U.S. taxpayers were being used to fund the controversial Wuhan Institute of Virology, now have turned their sights on Anthony Fauci on another animal testing related matter, infecting dozens of beagles with disease-causing parasites to test an experimental drug on them. Now, I don't know if you caught that. There's a very important word there that I'm gonna highlight, so that you can make sure we're all on the same page here, okay? Where is it? Mm-hmm. Wait, I just read it. Wait, here we go. That word right there, or words. U.S. taxpayers, are you telling me that my tax dollars was used for this experiment? Hey, Dr. Fauci, I don't swear on my show often. It happens sometimes. And fair warning to any child that's listening to my show right now or adult that's, I'm about to swear, okay? So I'm warning you, this is a very rare occurrence on my show. Fuck you, Dr. Fauci. That's right, I said that. Anyone involved in this, using my taxpayer dollars for this experiment, I don't care what it's for. Shame on you. Shame on you. And you know, I gotta say, this is just the tip of the iceberg. If this pisses you off about these dogs being used for this, whatever it's for, we'll get into it. You have no idea the amount of animals that are treated cruel like this. You have no idea. There is so much animal cruelty in this world. It's shocking if you actually looked into it at all. I don't understand what the difference is between treating a dog terribly like this and people being outraged, or treating any other animal like this. You know, I went vegan for health reasons, right? I didn't do it because of animal welfare or the climate or anything like that. I just learned some for myself. I did it for myself for health reasons, especially dairy. Like, I would never go back to dairy ever. I'll never have dairy again if I can avoid it. But then I started learning more about what these animals went through to give us fur stuff, to give us down pillows, to give us meat, dairy, to all of these medicines. And I mean, my goodness, there's so much. And it's so, you know, it pisses me off when I see people getting angry about one thing instead of, I mean, this has been going on for years. This isn't new. All right, this is a normal thing for scientists to do. They experiment on animals before it even comes close to humans. Well, in most cases, all right, there's a certain something that just is being mandated that skipped some things. I can't talk about that. I gotta stop myself from talking about that. But I do apologize for swearing. Guys, I do apologize for that. I couldn't help myself because I pay taxes, all right? So I can be critical. I do vote, all right? So I am very critical about where my tax dollars are going, all right? And they went towards this? They went to Wuhan? We should all be pissed. If you pay taxes, you should be pissed. All right, let's get back into this, though. I'm ranting. House members, most of whom are Republicans, want Fauci to explain himself in response to allegations brought on by the White Coat Waste Project that involves drugging puppies. According to the White Coat Waste Project, the Food and Drug Administration does not require drugs to be tested on dogs, so the group is asking why the need for such testing. White Coat Waste claims that 44 beagle puppies were used in Tunisia, North Africa laboratory, and some of the dogs had their vocal cords removed, allegedly, so scientists could work without incessant barking. Yeah, that barking means that they're in pain, that they're miserable, that you are horrible people for doing that to animals. How can you live with yourself? How can you live with yourself doing that to people? It's just, it blows me away. Leading the effort is Representative Nancy Mace, writing a letter to the National Institute of Health, NIH, saying the cordectomies, is that, I guess that's the procedure, are cruel and a reprehensible misuse of taxpayer funds. Thank you. Agreed. Our investigators show that Fauci's NIH division shipped part of the $375,800 grant to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagles and locked their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sand flies so that the insects could eat them alive. They also locked beagles alone in cages in the desert overnight for 9 consecutive nights to use them as bait to attract infectious sand flies. These people are horrible people. They're just horrible. What I want to know is why? Why? What is the point of this? What is the reasoning? What are you doing these experiments anyway? It's just, they don't go into it here. This is the article that everyone's sharing, you know, the Hill. They changed their whole look and, you know, trying to, changing America, blue and red. Yeah, you guys are definitely a little more blue than red, I have to say. But despite what some fence sitters think, I think that they're quite lefty leaning this. You know, even people over on the left are saying, yeah, this is kind of a thing. JonTron, which I'm told is more left-leaning. I don't know the guy, but someone was like, look, even people on the other side are agreeing with you. He's saying, trust the science, bro. And then, of course, you know, is talking about this because of this puppy thing, right? And everyone's like, what does trusting the science have anything to do with? So people are calling him out. Imagine being so ignorant towards science that you think finding out beagles are one of the most tested on animals is a gotcha moment. Just trust the science, bro. But he goes, well, what? Okay, you got a point. How about this one? You know, Fauci lied about a lot of stuff. It came out. I got to be careful about even talking about this stuff, but we know that he lied in Congress talking to Rand Paul when Rand Paul was saying, did you fund gain of function research? And he even said those ones that we were working on were not the same. So it's unfair for you to claim that this pandemic is my fault. And Rand Paul was like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you use taxpayer dollars to fund the research. My question is, what is Fauci spending our money on that we do not know about? What kind of research are we funding? All right, I want to know. I think as taxpayers, we should have access to everything that our tax dollars are going towards. Everything. I want to know where all of it's going, where all of it's being spent. Inflation is a real problem as well. That's a whole nother segment. This woman trying to tax unearned interest or some, I don't remember exactly. I'm not an economist, but that whole thing is absolutely bonkers. I don't trust this guy. I don't trust anyone that can do that to any animal. I couldn't harm an animal. Unless I was starving and I needed to eat, I would go hunt. I'm serious. I would be able to do it. That's right. I could easily go hunt for myself if I needed to. If I needed to resort to that, I would do it. I would probably go fishing first, but I would be able to do it. And I would know that I'm taking a life to eat, right? I would be conscious of it and I would thank that animal. It's lost. People just go to the store and buy a chicken breast. They don't think about the fact that chicken died for you. Or when you wear fur, that there was an animal that was electrocuted to strip its skin off. You know, this whole outrage for these beagles is good. Don't get me wrong. But it's selective. And it's annoying to me that people think that, well, now I'm just going to be outraged about this right now. But are they going to be outraged about it next week? I don't think so. Yeah. All right. I want to move on. I'm so sick of talking about Fauci. I'm so sick of talking about Biden. But I got to talk about Biden. He is just I cannot believe this man is president. I just cannot believe it. Yes, he's president. All right. I don't care what you say. Not my president. Yes, he is. You know, he didn't win. Yes, he did. Whatever. Legitimate or not, he still is the sitting president. Okay. So we got to critique him as much as possible. And I will always do it because I voted. I'm a taxpayer and it's my right to critique anyone in power. This man is an absolute dictator. Every single time I see this man speak, it is chock full of lies, inconsistencies, gaffes, stutters. Now, old man stutters, all right? When you don't know what you're talking about anymore, not like a legitimate mental stutter that people have actual problems with. If I actually had a stutter, I would be so disrespected and pissed off that they tried to use it as an excuse. Now, he's a doddering old man, all right? That's not a stutter. That's mental decline, all right? There's a huge difference, okay? Did you guys see the freaking, the clenched fist? I have to show you this. If you missed it, I tweeted out, and I'm actually going to give away a bag of coffee for this, for the winner of this tweet. I tweeted this picture. I said, best meme using this picture will get a free bag of Krigler coffee. Here it is. This is an actual picture of him talking to Anderson Cooper on a Biden town hall. He stood there. This wasn't like a minute or second or a couple seconds. This was a good chunk of time where he just stood there with his arms just like this. And I was like, what is happening? Like, dude, what is this? And I looked into it. So I've thought, look, I'm not a medical professional. I can't diagnose anyone. I'm not saying that it's dementia, but I mean, it is a thing with dementia patients that they love ice cream because it triggers something in the brain that brings them back to a former time when they were very aware of things. And dementia patients quite often clasp their fists like this when getting new information that bombards the brain that they can't actually compute it because their brain doesn't work as well anymore. I can't even feel bad for this guy. I cannot bring myself to feel bad for him. He should never have run for president. He should be retired, sipping whatever he drink. I don't know, what would you drink? Sipping a cocktail, maybe some tea. I don't know, he's an old guy. He probably shouldn't be drinking anything but tea. Out in, you know, retired somewhere. Dude's almost 80. Like, man, what are you doing? Why are you there? Okay, I thought, before he became the nominee, when he was still in the running for the DNC candidate, I felt bad for him. I was like, why are you doing this? Why are the people around you letting you do this? Dude, you're a doddering old man. He's nothing compared to what he used to be. Have you ever listened to an older Biden speech? I mean, pick any date before 2016, and the guy was actually coherent. He made sense. He was articulate. He spoke with conviction. He didn't stop talking. He was very, very adamant about sounding sure of himself. That's the entire time he was talking. Well, it is not the same. He is a shell of his former self. And I saw this, and this is very clear evidence to me of something being very wrong. So I'm gonna go back to this actually at the end of the show maybe, and I'll announce the winner. Maybe we'll go through them all. Actually, you know what? Let's just go through them right now. Why not? Let's see here. So let me look at it this way. Okay. So there is lots of good memes on here. Let's see. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Not bad. A lot of people. This. Oh my gosh. A lot of people were adding into this thing. I don't want to talk about this story yet because it's not fully, I feel like there's still stuff coming out with the Baldwin stuff. Money printer go burr. This one's good. I don't know if you saw this too. He actually did this. He got defeated. Oh, he did this. He just like, oh, power down for a second. Need to recharge my batteries. I said, drop it. Drop your freedom torch. This one is so good.
I am Cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole.
Oh, that's good. That one's not a meme. This is from, you know it, Salty Bear. Look at this. His own personal little hovercraft. That's pretty great. I can't even read that. Okay, terrible. This, Ian Miles Chong made this. He said, yes, I made this. Mario playing, what is this, Mario Kart? He's playing Mario Kart, and he's Luigi. That's pretty good. Let's see. He's holding a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Oh, this one's great. Look at this. Oh, he zipped away. That's great. I love that. That's pretty frightening, actually. Just a bunch of them. Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's also pretty good. Here we go. Look, the Borg got a repower. Love that. That one's pretty good. Have you guys watched Squid Game? Is he freezing up because he's trying to run across the field? Is that what it is? Oh, this one's bad. This one's bad. This one's good. I like this one. July, that I hope you, can you guys the, hear the horse?
About that with inflation,
I hope you can hear the told, or donkey. Is it a donkey?
It was in July that,
that was pretty good. I like that one a lot. Oh, that one's gone. Okay. So anyway, I started blasting. Not bad. I like that one. That one's good. This one. I don't think he has the strength to actually hold those guys. That is two full-grown males. I like this one, going Super Saiyan. This one's pretretty good. Kamehameha! I don't know what they say. Not as good as the first one. I love the ice cream ones. There's a lot. I mean, come on. That's some. Oh, it's a mini horse? Yeah, it's perfect. If you are agitated and confused, my work here is done. And it's baby food? I like the addition to the baby food is good. You could have just put a knife and a fork. That's but the addition with the baby food really adds in. This one's good. I like this, although this also makes you think that Biden is the one that knocked him out, and I don't think that's happening. This guy, you know, probably couldn't do that. When you've waited long enough for your tapioca pudding. I like tapioca pudding. This is kind of funny. Who's pushing the cart, huh? Who's pushing the cart around? This actually's got a lot of meaning to it. You know, I'm gonna like that. Hold on. If you think about that, right? Cause who's really driving the show, huh? Who's really driving the car? He might think he's driving the car. Some people might think he's driving the car, but he's not driving the car, right? That's pretty good. I kind of like that one. That's good. Look here, Corn Pop. Biden fights bad dude at the Biden town hall. A simple help me sign. That's not bad. Another ice cream variation. Not bad. This one's good. I like this one. I like it. Little Bowser. Let's go, Bowser. Some more ice cream memes. It's good. Where's my jetpack? Well, you've seen it. There's a couple good jetpack ones. This one's good. Yo, Zan, come get your boy, dog. There's one more that I thought was pretty good. I think this one's good. Is this just like the actual Cars album? I think so. This one's done way better than that other one. Although, if they edited the arm to be on top of his arm, I would have liked it more. This one's great. Is there actual sound? Can you hear that? I don't know if you can hear it. That's what I think about anyway. Frank the Tank. I love this one. Actually in the sky flying around. That's pretty great. Gotta love it. All right, what do you guys think? I gotta pick a winner. Where is the one that... Oh my gosh. All right, bringing it back. There is one that... Okay, all right. Throwing a little dancey dance. Where's the one? Oh, this one is kind of hilarious. A little turds action. This one's brutal. This one got 1,800. I mean, this one is just brutal. This is brutal. Oh my god. Is this too soon? Is this too soon? The only way this could have been worse is if they actually photoshopped the girl's face there. That would have been absolutely brutal. This one's being shared a lot. I don't know who made it. See, this makes more sense. He would have been the one that got knocked down. The jetpack flying off. Everyone's saying jetpack, huh? Oh, a Mega Man enemy. That's cool. I love this. The enemy by an alien. Oh, that's so gnarly. What do you guys think? Did this one win? What do you guys think? Is this the winner? This one's pretty brutal, man. That's pretty brutal. All right, I'm gonna when I get to the super chats about this memes, I'll pick a winner. Okay, well, later on in the show, when I get to the super chats about that, I want to see if you guys anybody has anything to say. Is it too soon? Oh, I don't know. But this guy, I mean, look at this. His approval rating are plummeting. Why? Because he's a terrible president. And as that one meme showed, he's not driving the bus. Dude has no idea. Biden's disapproval rating as president has reached an all-time high. Wait. In 538's average, coming out at 50.7%. Now, I have to say, who are they asking? Who are they asking? Because, I mean, I'm seeing people chanting FJB all the time. Football games, NASCAR events, all sorts of different events where, I mean, we've got kids coming out and saying, "Let's go, Brandon," which, let's be honest, we know what it really means. F Joe Biden, right? That's really what it means. I mean, this guy is so bad. This made me laugh. Biden tells kids the truth about him avoiding questions from the press. Look at this quote. He's talking to the kids. Here's a video of it, but I'm just going to read it to you. He says, "You know, when you're president, see all these people here? They're with you all the time. They get to ask you all kinds of questions, and you try to figure out how you're going to avoid answering them sometimes." It's like, you're not supposed to say that, dude. You're not supposed to say that. And guess what? He calls on someone from the AP right away. Like, oh my gosh. It's like, oh man. He concludes, he goes, "I'll keep you informed every day as we move forward. May God protect our troops and our..." It's funny. You know the thing. He couldn't say God beforehand, but now he is, an ardent... Is he Catholic? Does he say he's Catholic, but supports abortion somehow? "May God protect our troops and our diplomats who are serving in harm's way." I mean, I can't disagree with that, but I'll take a few questions. Darlene from the Associated Press. Of course, then, he of course picks on the easiest people who are going to give him the easiest lobbing questions, and it certainly was. But this video, this one came out today, and I'm just like, this is the freaking president. All right, here is him ending his speech, coughing into his hand. Why are you dude, into the... Did you not... Come on. Hello? So he walks into the crowd. Now remember, he just coughed into his hand. And shakes a hand. Shakes another hand. Wait, where's his mask? No mask. No clue that you just coughed into your hand. That's droplets. They're on your hand, sir. And then you're shaking people's hands. What are you doing? I mean, come on. Do we have to say it out loud? Do I even need to say it? Is it really as bad as they say it is? It's bad. His mental decline is, of course, what I'm talking about, and not anything else. right? Because lest we get another strike. I'm, of course, talking about Biden's mental decline, right? Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Nothing else. I'm not alluding that it could be something, anything other than Biden's mental decline, which seemingly he has forgotten that we're in the midst of something. But my goodness, dude, you don't cough in your hand and then shake people's hands. That's gross. If you're going to cough, which, let's be honest, dude coughs a lot, almost every single time. It almost as if he doesn't even have a cough. It's almost like he's trying to show people, he's reading the teleprompter, blah, 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 stutter a little bit, make up some BS, and then cough in two hand. It's not even like a real cough. It's like a fake cough. Anyway, so blah, 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 blah. Like, what is that? That's not a cough. That's you showing that you're coughing into your hand for some weird, odd reason, but then you're going to shake people's hands after? Dude, that's gross. All right? Yeah, I wouldn't want to shake his hand anyway. All right? I don't know. Maybe they have really good bedath care that they could get taken care of or whatnot. All right, enough about that. Let's talk about something positive, right? It's so much nicer to talk about positive things. I want to talk about masculinity. Positive masculinity. The word toxic masculinity always annoys me because a lot of these leftists have decided to basically say anything that's masculine is in fact toxic, which couldn't be further from the truth. And this story I'm about to talk about is proof of that. Masculine energy is needed. We need father figures in this world. We are a society that's raised on women right now. And I think that's a huge problem. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, this is probably going to piss people off that I just said that. I don't care. Traditionally speaking, men are more brutal with their truth, get you prepped for life because life sucks and treats you like you're worthless. And women are more nurturing and care for you and you know, give that motherly love. When you lose a father figure and a child is raised with a nurturer without a masculine energy in the house, they get used to that. They get spoiled by that. And I think that is a huge, if not the main driver in what's causing where we are right now. We need more masculine energy. We need fathers in the household. We need traditional nuclear families because two parents is better than one parent. That's right, I said it. People are going to be pissed. I don't care because I think it's true. Now, there's a study that compared a man and a woman couple parents versus a non-traditional version. And it's very similar. Two parents is key. Okay, because for the most part, couples tend to take on a masculine and a feminine role in their relationship, especially when parenting. Now, that's traditionally, right? But regardless, two parents is huge. But the key takeaway, though, is the masculine energy. It's that ability to say, hey, I don't care that you're whining. Suck it up and deal with it, or you're going to face me. All right? I'm the authority here. You can't just complain and get what you want, which is, sound familiar? Yeah, people do that nonstop nowadays instead of working hard for themselves, which is what we need more of. All right. This is why I'm talking about this, okay? This is a story that came out. It's called Dads on Duty. All right, this is a group of dads that they came together and they solved an issue. Fathers intervene after violence spikes at a Louisiana high school. After 23 Southwood High School students were arrested in 3 days, a group of local fathers stepped in and not a single incident has been reported since. As violent altercations among students surged at Shreveport, Louisiana High School, it seemed nobody, not police, campus security, nor school officials could keep the peace. That is, until a group of local fathers took the lead. Before Michael Lafitte II formed Dads on Duty, a volunteer group of approximately 40 fathers who lined the halls of Southwood High School in shifts. A total of 23 students were arrested for fighting over the course of 72 hours. Now, here is the clip. I'm not sure if I can actually play this, but I think it might be worth it because it's so good. I'm just going to play it.
Not many good news stories begin in such a bad news way. It happened last month here at Southwood High School in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Plagued with violence.
Over the course of 3 days,
another fight.
23 students arrested for fighting.
Massive police response.
But strangely, there hasn't been another incident since.
Here it is.
Perhaps in part because of this most unusual crisis intervention team.
Nobody here has a degree in school counseling.
No.
No majors in criminal justice.
No.
Your qualifications are?
We're dads.
There it is.
The best people who can take care of our kids are who? For us.
Whoa. That is some domestic terrorism talk. According to the Biden administration, these guys are claiming that parents know best for their kids? I mean, we got a governor race in Georgia right now where one of the Democratic leaders of it is saying that parents should have no say what happens in school. I mean, is that not domestic terrorism? I mean, whoa, according to the administration that's in charge. But something I really want to show here near the end of this, let me find it real quick. Are you going to load for me? Come on. All right, whatever. It doesn't matter. Let me just take these off. All right, so in this interview, this guy, he's like, "You guys got no qualification? What are your qualifications?" They're like, "We're dads." These guys are awesome. They line the halls, shouting dad jokes at these kids, making them laugh, being around, being there, being the fathers that they never had. I'm not saying all of those kids didn't have fathers, but it's rampant in this world nowadays where, you know, there's single parents all over the place, nonstop, and it's a problem. We've got a serious issue because of the fallout that we're feeling right now. But the interviewer straight up says, he goes, "Why, you guys really stumbled onto something here." No, they didn't stumble on it. It's having a father is important. I am blessed to have had an amazing father that dropped everything to work his butt off to provide for me and show me what it's like to work hard for your family. I grew up watching him do exactly that. And Dad, if you're watching this, which he does watch my show, thank you. I appreciate having you in my life. And I was even luckier still. I had multiple awesome father figures in my life. Everywhere I went, my grandfathers, both sides of my family were amazing men. I have countless uncles. My uncles were there for me. My cousins, my older cousins. It's this kind of energy, though, has definitely helped me become the person that I am. I don't back down. I stand firm with my convictions. All right? I'm not easily swayed. I am stubborn. But I'm proud of these. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of the person that I've become. And in part because of my dad, because of the father figures that I've had in my life. Now, of course, I've also been helped and because of the women in my life as well. But I feel like I have a really good balance here. All right. But the key takeaway is father figures are so important and we need it. We need that energy. We need this to be mainstream, not vilified, because this kind of stuff is considered toxic energy, which is just insane. They want to destroy the nuclear family. They want to advocate for the government to be the kid's father. I mean, that's really what it is. Dads on Duty on Facebook has almost has over a half a million people that follow it, over almost a half a million people that like it. And there is just the cutest thing. Look at this. Dad's having a little sniffing contest with his kid. Oh, you guys got to see this. It's just absolutely adorable. It's so cute. This is so cute. All right. Obviously, I'm pretty hyped because, you know, I'm going to be a dad soonish. Eventually, you know, I have the house. I got the amazing wife. And, you know, I want to be a dad. I can't wait to be a dad. I can't wait to impart my knowledge onto my children. So I'm really happy that this group exists. And even my buddy, you guys might know him as the Fernk. He is an amazing dude. He is part of a community where he'll go out with other dads in the community and be dads to all the young kids in the community. Many of them don't have father figures in his life. So it's cool to see Dads on Duty and even someone close to me that I know doing stuff to help the community, which is awesome. If you really want to help, you want to get out there and help, this is a good thing. Big Brother is also a huge thing. No, I am not pregnant, but you know, I'm going to be eventually. soon enough. Trust me, when I am, you will know, because I won't stop glowing. I guarantee it. I'm telling you, there's no doubt. And then this is from Steve Inman, who's just hilarious. If you guys don't know this guy, he is a great follow. He posts this with, of course, is about the Dads on Duty, but he says more balls in that picture than all politicians combined. And I'm inclined to agree with the guy, because it is glorious. All right, guys, let's get into the super chats. It is so great to be back, by the way. I really missed you all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for smashing that like button. Thank you for showing up after a week. Look, the biggest thing that sucked is that I can't post on my YouTube page to tell you guys that I got a strike. I can't even inform anyone, and that really sucks. You know, I posted on my Twitter and my locals page. So, you know, if you follow me over on those two, you can definitely see and find out if I just suddenly disappear. Honestly, if I suddenly disappear and you don't get any notification from me, just moving forward, you should just know I got a strike. And it's funny because I talked about the Loudon controversy, right? For those who don't know about the whole Loudon thing, is they covered up a bunch of alleged sexual assaults in bathrooms. And they covered it up and they knew about it. And the dad who got arrested, his daughter was actually one of the victims, real victims, not fake victim. And I didn't get a strike for that, even though everyone was saying, wow, who else? Crowder got a strike for it. Although he got a strike because he went a little above and beyond. But they were saying, oh, dude, you're going to get a strike for this. And I didn't. In fact, I got one for talking about the whole Joe Rogan versus CNN thing, which is ridiculous. But you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. All right, let's get into some super chats. Maybe I'll play a song or two while I'm chilling. I saw a couple super chats come in beforehand. I just got to go find them real quick. Give me a second. Robert Shaw, good to see you, mate. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. And honestly, thank you all for coming in on Friday Night Tights. It was so cool to see a lot of you in chat. It was so cool. Even Rakita, I joined him on Tuesday, and especially on the Salty Nerd podcast on last Monday, a week ago. It was so cool to see the chat and seeing you guys hanging out in chat. It was great. Robert Wilde says, I hope this makes Betty and Diana smile. Adam, you have a blessed soul. So does your mom and Mitchell. Thanks for all you do. Be blessed. Thank you very much. Freddie, thank you for that $10 super sticker. I appreciate that. Matthew with a $10 super chat says, ever considered live streaming on Odyssey when YouTube is down? Also, the Catalyst Blend and fake news roast were on point. Thank you so much, Matthew. I could have done that. The reason I didn't, I was dealing with trying to appeal the first day, and I did end up appealing. And in fact, do I even have that? I don't have it, but they rejected my appeal, just citing that it was medical misinformation. I need to set up some sort of way to, do super chats. They don't have super chats over there. It's just, I just took a vacation. I don't take off. And when I get a strike, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take some time and just relax for a little bit. And I did. Jonathan said, I am now a licensed real estate agent in Texas. There's no echo anymore. I missed you too. Had withdrawals till I found you with the other guys. Oh, nice. Thank you. Yeah, I fixed the echo right away. Thank you guys for that. I had to, my camera for some reason wasn't working, and I had to figure it out before the stream, and I was able to before I started. Fantastic Mr. Knox with the $10 super chat says, welcome back, Adam. Was also good seeing you on Friday Night Tights. You don't deserve that strike, especially when other channels as well as news outlets were running that video segment just fine. What is YouTube afraid of? I can't answer that right now. I would love to. Wow, Mark G with a $50 super chat. Holy cow, says, I fight and they ban you. Comply and you'll survive at least for a while. But would you be willing to trade those days for one chance just to come back here to tell YouTube that they may take our channel, but they'll never take our coffee? Oh, that's funny. Thank you, Mark G. I really do appreciate it. It says, hashtag roll it. All right, I will. All right, it has been rolled, and I think this is for a coffee giveaway. It is a $50 super chat. So let's do that. I'm going to, you know what, let me see if I'm back to, there it is. All right, I've rolled the die. This is from Mark G. I'm assuming he's doing a coffee giveaway, so you guys know the deal. 1 through 20, all you got to do is guess. Winner gets a bag of coffee thanks to Mark G. Of course, this is just for national. We don't have international shipping, unfortunately. So let's see. I think we got a winner. Yes, we do. Minion. Hey, it's Minion. You guys know him. Congratulations, Minion. I love seeing the locals, the people who are... I feel like I'm calling you guys locals, the people who are here daily. Minion, congratulations. You won a bag of coffee. I'm not sure if you won before, but that's pretty cool. You know the deal. All you got to do is go to email us at thekriglershow@gmail.com and you shall have a bag of coffee. Congratulations, sir. You actually won something with the dice roll. Mandrake says, Pi X, I hope we get these people out. Me too. Mark G, you know... you've done wrong when even Hitler would blush. Supposedly the Nazis had animal protections against unethical treatments, oddly enough. Really? Not really surprising. Although, maybe it is actually. That's kind of crazy. Dan, thank you for that little super sticker. That's very nice. Chris Holmes says, I love it when you swear F. Fauci 100 times. Yes, I don't swear on my show, but I had to say that. I cannot stand that man. I think he's a terrible person, and it's just, I had to say it. I had to say it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Leonardo, the redacted says, I've never seen a better segment or another argument in favor of committing tax evasion than what they do with our taxes. Hashtag arrest Fauci. David Quesadilla says, the biggest port in the nation is the port of Los Angeles, port of Long Beach, not the port of San Diego. Welcome back. Oh, thank you. Okay. I don't know where I heard that it was San Diego. I knew it was in California, but I guess, yeah, Long Beach. Okay, Long Beach and Los Angeles. Thanks for that update. Nacho Business says, the NIH scientists then removed portions of their brains or destroyed them with acid to intentionally worsen the primates' fear. What? Did I not even get to that part? Do I want to know about that? Oh, horrible people. Horrible people. Somewhat skeptical Southerner celebrating 7 months as a member. Thank you so much, says Trump's signing in 2019, making animal cruelty a federal offense may come into play. Yeah, but Biden probably got rid of it already, as he did on almost every single thing that had Trump's name on it. Whether it be good or not, he didn't care. Robert Shaw says, cut out the voice boxes. Sounded like censorship. They put their heads into cages and watched as sand fleas ate them alive. Alive. And why's beagles? Why's that breed? WTF is going on? I don't know, Robert Shaw. They're sick, sick people, that's for sure. Jason Dixon says, bro, gigawatttoken.com. Don't be the guy who thumbs his nose at the February 2011 Bitcoin. I can't wait to drop several thousand on this project. Right on, Jason. You're really pushing that. I know. Nam Iron John, celebrating 8 months as a member. Thank you so much. Says, let's go, Brandon. Hashtag FJB. Mr. Knox says, Biden continues to be a walking meme. That edit with the rocket backpack was gloriously funny. It was really good, wasn't it? It was really good. Robert Shaw says, Eddie Guerrero theme song. That's Biden right there. I'm not your buddy guy. Well, I, for one, can say Biden isn't my president. That being said, I'm stuck with Trudeau as my prime minister. Oof. I don't know if it's better. It's arguably worse, actually. Shanjack, no, they're both bad. Who am I kidding? Shanjack with his $10 super chat says, welcome back. YouTube sucks. Consider an extra spicy second half to your show on new tech platforms like Salty Cracker. Maybe, you know, I am thinking about moving my Friday Night Jams to a different platform. Maybe Twitch, maybe Odyssey. I'm not sure, but I think I might take it off of my YouTube and make it somewhere else so that I can switch it up a little bit, maybe drive some traffic to a different platform. Nacho Business says, Biden fighting back that turtle head. Or just letting it go. That's funny. He's pushing it out instead of fighting it back. Robert Shaw says Biden's butt wasn't wiped that day. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Funny all this stuff happens the week you're off, right? It was a crazy week for news last week, right? Mark G says lower your standards, Adam. I don't do that. Robert Shaw says he's holding on to his last remaining brain cell. Don't let go. Says, bro, I got it. That was the Biden's T pose. Yeah, it could be it. That could be it. Robert Shaw says the director asked for more realism. Alex complied. Oh my gosh, that is just brutal. I don't know. There's different stories coming out. Some say they weren't filming and that he was just ranting about Trump or something. I don't know. Bobcat said Alec Biden has to win. Yeah, that one is pretty good. Wait, where is my... This one, I know, it's so brutal. It's just brutal, yo. I don't know if it's pretty... It's brutal. But it did get almost 2,000 likes. Pretty good. I think I might have to give it the win, right? Mark G says, I like my memes like I like my Krigler coffee. Dark. Yeah. Robert Shaw says, dark or dank? Mark G says, ¿por qué no los dos? Robert Shaw says, Rust, the most realistic movie ever. Oh, brutal. Robert Shaw says, nah, Biden's so dry, there are no droplets. Unnecessary coughing is a sign of a bad heart. Dude, everything points to him not being in good shape. Cosmic says, look up Jeff Dunham and waiter, you'll see Biden. Oh, and Walter, you'll see Biden. All right. Robert Shaw says, wow, bigot is called birthing person. Oh, yeah, whatever. Andre says, Adam, more positive, less politics. We already have the other show that deals with all the depressive black pill stuff. Give us them white pills. See, I don't know what they talk about. I don't watch that show. I don't follow any of them. I purposefully don't want to see any of them anyway. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm just going to talk about what's happening, you know, what's relevant. So, you know, I got to talk about politics. But of course, I want to be positive. I want to talk about the positive things. So I'll continue to do that, of course. Like this dad's on duty is so awesome. You know, we need more of that in the world, right? Let's see, two masks for two parents, two genders. Is it connected? Yes, Robert Shaw, it is connected. Imagine how good three parents. Oh, four parents. Ah, you're onto something, Robert Shaw. Teachers act as wardens, not teachers. Magnum Express with a $10 super chat. Says it's got a little jalapeno emote, so I don't know. This is probably going to be spicy. That Alec Baldwin meme was so dark that Biden wouldn't have wanted it attending schools with his kids back in the day. Oh, my gosh. Hail the return of Adam and hail Krigler Coffee. Thank you, Magnum Express, for that $10 super chat and rather spiciness. Sticky Icky Ricky says, do vegans eat ASS? I don't stereotype, you know, I don't stereotype. Robert Shaw says, how many schools look like prisons? All of them. Robert Shaw says, dang, how many women you got, Adam? What? Where is that from? Just one. Robert Shaw says, still talking about being a dad, just do it. My gosh, dude, give me some time, all right? Tater Monkey says, Adam, please, can you look into the corruption that's going on in Hawaii? We need our voices heard out in paradise. Everyone is forgetting about us. I have no idea what's going on in Hawaii, and if it's something spicy and against the narrative, it's probably why I haven't heard of it. What is going on? I don't know anything about it. Robert Shaw says, you need to use redacted instead of those bad words. Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea. Minion says, we all live in yellow. You know the thing. Yeah. Oh, in a yellow, you know the thing. Mm-hmm. Mark G says, redacted, 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 and redacted. Let's see here. Robert Shaw says, December 1st is no more restrictions. Apparently. Yeah, sure. Blacklist Universe says, Adam, got an article on comic artists making good on NFTs on a Hollywood into front page. Check it out. Hope you're well. Right on, Blacklist. Cool. Robert Shaw says, wait, did I just have a super chat? Jason Dixon celebrating 15 months as a member. Wow. 15 months of memberships. Screw YouTube. You should invest in your own platform like Tim did. Publish your content on that, and we can join you exclusive membership. I'll sub tier 3 simp. LOL. Thank you so much, Jason, for that subscription, that membership, for your never-ending support and your super chats. Yeah, I have to do something about it. I just, it's a lot doing what I'm doing here, but I love it, and I will continue to expand as I can. Robert Shaw says, scientists have been doing this forever, not gonna lie. Yep, I know, it's true. Mr. Nunuance. Hey, check out Mr. Edward Griffin, Communist and Tactical Socialist, 1969 on YouTube. Yes, Mr. Griffin has a lot to offer in these trying times. Nacho Business says, thanks for talking about real things in a clown world. Thank you, Nacho. I appreciate you. It's Nacho Business. It's mine. Mark Robitcher, Biden needs a parent for potty training. Probably true. Random Eskimo says, YouTube isn't afraid. They're just trying to make sure you know you kowtow to them. Liberty will always break through. Mr. Squiggles also celebrating 15 months. Wow. Project Veritas is dropping a video on Phil Murphy tonight. Ooh, Project Veritas. Gotta love them. FarmGeneer with a $10 super chat says, glad to see you back. Also, Jerusalem artichokes are a great source of iron and are perennial, so they come back every year. Oh, good to know, because Nishra loves artichokes, so, and that's awesome. It's good to know that they are perennial, so I can continue on. Let's see. Mr. Knox says, so YouTube is cracking down on the hashtag Let's Go Biden. Biden, a rapper, got the axe on his YouTube for Let's Go Biden song. Thoughts? Yeah, I'm actually having him on my show tomorrow. That's all right. Bryson Gray is joining me tomorrow because we are going to be discussing exactly that. Sandy says, hey, Adam, will you say anything we put on a super chat? Yes, I will. I have not read some super chats before. Some people were talking about Tim a lot, and I'm starting to skip those super chats. I'm just so fed. I'm just sick of talking about Tim. I don't care anymore. I don't talk about them. I don't think about them. The only people that are still doing that are the people that ask me stuff. I got a lot of super chats after I went on You Are Here because they asked me about why I was fired from the show. So, of course, I got a bunch of super chats in the following week because, you know, it was fresh in the mind. But I don't talk about them at all, and I tend to now avoid those super chats because I don't want to talk about it. I moved on. I'm doing my own thing. I don't really care. And, yeah. So, Tater Monkey says, I'll send you some stuff on Insta, same handle as YouTube. Right on, Tater. Robert Shaw, I have my digital papers on my phone. LMAO. Yeah, I don't know if that's something to be laughing about. I mean, my goodness. Tater Monkey again says, I can get you a whistleblower on what is happening behind closed doors at nursing homes and hospitals. Thanks. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, I got to be careful about what I talk about, but hit me up on Locals, actually. Go to my Locals page, adamkrigler.locals.com. And post some stuff up on there. It's much easier to get a hold of me there than anywhere else. I appreciate that. Vanessa with a $20 super chat says, thinking of giving in and getting the jab to avoid unemployment. My family is unconventional. I'm the breadwinner, and I have a hot house husband. Need to keep him happy. Seriously, he supports me, but I worry about supporting fam. Vanessa, I support you doing what's best for you. And I'm not a medical professional. I can't give medical advice, but just know that I think it's okay for people to do what's best for themselves. All right? I understand needing to support your family. You do what's best for your life, period. And if that's what's best for your life, then it's what's best for your life. I can't ever know everyone's situation. I can't ever give advice for anyone because you can never understand anyone's full position until you live in their shoes, and no one can ever do that. So to think that anyone could give advice for something like this, like to just quit and go buy a farm and live in the middle of nowhere, it's just like, it's so ridiculous and insulting for people to do that. Good luck, Vanessa, with whatever you do choose to do, and I hope that it works out, whatever it ends up being. The Last Crow says, glad to have you back, man. I thought the salty withdrawals were bad. The Krigler withdrawals was terrible as well. Caw, caw. Thank you, Last Crow. I appreciate that. And it was good seeing you in the other streams as well. Kyle Schmidt says, glasses, scruffy, getting back to normal. Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess having a beard and the glasses kind of feels more like classic me, huh? Not Tim says, what do you have against Tim? He doesn't exist to me as I don't think I exist to them. So it's just mutual. GJJ says anything. Okay. I said anything. Robert Shaw says, anyone, any size can be a model these days. Yeah, I guess so. Glad I got out of that industry. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for showing up. We had a good showing up even after a week of nothing from me. I really do appreciate that. You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you very much. I will, of course, be back tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern time. Tomorrow, I've got Bryson Gray on the show. At least I hope so. I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to join me. If not, it'll be myself. But he did get a song banned off of YouTube for Let's Go Brandon is the name of the song. He did a song, and it charted number one. And somehow, YouTube felt the need to get rid of it. So We're going to be discussing censorship and him getting booted off the platform. Well, he's still on the platform, but his video got taken down. I wonder if he got a strike for it. Well, we will find out tomorrow. Thank you all for showing up as always. I will be on my Twitch channel later on tonight, probably in like an hour or two. Maybe I'm going to get some food and have some dinner. But then I will be live on Twitch and I will see you guys there. Or I'll see you tomorrow over or here on The Kroger Show. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.